בכמה פרקים הוא משהה. זה בא בחביסו, וזה בא בקרוסו. If two people are walking with Sister Robin, one is carrying a jug and the other is carrying a beam. Nishbra kato shozet, bikaruso shozet putter. If the two of them run into each other and the person who is carrying the jug has his jug broken by the beam that was carried by the other person, the person who broke the jug is putter from paying for the damages of the jug. Shelezer reshus lahalech ulezer reshus lahalech. Both of them have the right to walk in the Rishus HaRabim, so therefore the person who is carrying the beam cannot be blamed for breaking the jug as he did not do anything out of the ordinary. Instead, the person who was carrying the jug should have been careful not to run into the person that was carrying the beam. Haya Balkara Rishon Ubal Chavis Acharon Nishbra Chavis Balkara Pater Balkara. If the two of them were walking one after the other in Rishus HaRabim, the person who was carrying the beam was walking in front of the person who was carrying the jug, and the person who was carrying the jug ran into the person who was carrying the beam, and the jug was broken by the beam, the person who was carrying the beam is putter. And since he was walking in front of the person who was carrying the jug, obviously the person who was carrying the jug was walking a little bit too fast, and it was his fault that his jug was broken. Vim amad ba'a kora chayin. But if the person who was carrying the beam stopped suddenly in Rishus HaRabim, and the person who was carrying the jug ran into him and had his jug broken, then the person who was carrying the beam would be chayev to pay for the damages. This is talking about where he stopped in an unusual way, that he stopped to rest in Rishus HaRabim, which is unusual. But if he stopped just to adjust his load, that is usual, and he would not be chayev for breaking the jug. Then amar lebal chavis amod putter. But if, when the person who was carrying the beam stopped in Rishus HaRabim, he warned the person who was carrying the jug that he was stopping, and therefore the person who was carrying the jug should be careful, and the person did not heed the warning and the jug was broken, then the person who was carrying the beam is putter from paying for damages. Haya ba chavis rishon uba koira acharon. If the two of them were walking one after the other in Rishus HaRabim, and the person who was carrying the jug was walking in front of the person who was carrying the beam, Nishbra Chavis Bakura Chayim. If the person who was carrying the beam ran into the person who was carrying the jug and broke the jug, he is chayim to pay for damages. Since the Baal Korah was walking behind the Baal Chavis, obviously he was walking a little too fast, and therefore he is at fault for breaking the jug. Bim Amad Baal Chavis Patur. But if the person who was carrying the jug stopped suddenly with Rishus HaRabim, and therefore the person who was carrying the beam broke his jug when he ran into him, then he is putter, as it is the fault of the person who was carrying the jug. He shouldn't have stopped in Rishus HaRabim. Bim Amad Baal Chavis Amod Chayav. But if, when he stopped, he warned the person who was carrying the beam to hold up, and the person who was carrying the beam did not heed the warning and ran into him and broke his jug, then he is chayav to pay for damages. V'chein zeba b'neiro v'zeb b'pishtanu. The same thing would be true if one of them was carrying a lit candle instead of a beam, and the other one was carrying flax instead of a jug, and the lit candle burnt the flax when they ran into each other, then all the dinim of the Mishnah would apply. If the person who was carrying the candle is at fault that he ran into the person who is carrying the flax because he was walking too fast or because he stopped in Rishus HaRabim, then he would be chayav to pay for the damages of the flax. Masechet Bava Kama, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Snayim Shehayu Mehalchin Rishus HaRabim. Two people that were traveling in a public thoroughfare. Echad Ratz VeEchad Mehalech. One of the two was running and the other was walking. O Shehayu Shneim Ratzim. Or they were both running, behiziku zezeh, and they ran into each other and caused damages to each other. Shneem beturim. They are both putter for paying for the damages that they caused. Since they both had the right to walk in this Rishus HaRabim, and when they ran into each other, neither one of them is more at fault than the other, so therefore they are both putter. Now, even though in the case where one was running and the other was walking, The one that was running should be the one that has to pay, since he was doing something unusual, as it is not usual to be running in Rashus Rabin. So therefore, he should be the one at fault and should pay for the damages that he caused. The Gemara explained that we are talking about a case where the person was running Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShmashos. He was running right before the start of Shabbos. In this case, it is usual to be running in Rashus Rabin, since he is doing last-minute things before Shabbos. So therefore, when he ran into the other one, he is not more at fault than the other one, since they ran into each other. But if during the week one of them was running and the other was walking, the person who was running would have to pay for damages that he caused if he runs into a person that was walking. Since he was doing something unusual by running, which is a robin, he is at fault and he would have to pay. But in the case where they were both running in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, then even during the week when they run into each other, neither one of them is more at fault than the other, and therefore they are both puzzled.